Just sit back and relax. You'll be royally entertained, for it's time for Hollywood's Open House. Presenting Hollywood's Open House. Starring Enric Matragera, his violin and his orchestra, a special radio dramatic sketch, our singing star Patricia Gilmore, the stage and radio comedy star George Gibbett, and yours truly, Jim Amici. And our open house guest, the great dramatic actress, the two-time Academy Award winner, Miss Louise Reiner. Jim Amici, once more ready, willing, and anxious to act as your host for Hollywood's Open House and to introduce you to our guests. We'll have a performance by a lady recognized as one of the finest and most accomplished actresses of our time, the two-time Academy Award winner, Miss Louise Reiner. Next in line is our own star maestro, Enric Madriguera, who, with that fabulous fiddle of his, will make music soft and sweet. The gregarious Greek goodwill ambassador, George Gibbett, is here, concealing a special surprise up his copious sleeve. And finally, the end of the list and the beginning of the fun, there's our captivating caroler, Patricia Gilmore, to start off with Senor Madriguera's own melody, Guatemala.
Guatemala, Guatemala. Oh, the weather there was hot, but the weather there was hot, but then we found a breezy spot in Guatemala. Any lover will discover that a kiss is twice as sweet when toasted in the tropic heat of Guatemala. It was so lovely there, as enchanting as the garden of Allah. What a moon, what a bird, Guatemala. Though I pleaded, all I needed was to tie our hearts together and forever be as one, he said, mañana. I departed, brokenhearted, for mañana means tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes to Guatemala. Brokenhearted, for mañana means tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes to Guatemala.
Oh, hey,
Mike Kelly, what's that? What's gone wrong? Who's hurt? Say, wait a minute.
Sure, aren't you? That's me, the Greek goodwill ambassador, George Gibbett.
Well, for goodness sakes, George, what are you doing trying to sing?
Mr. Amichai. Once I sing it before thousands of people. They pushed and they shoved and they trampled all over one another.
Oh, yeah? At the New York Metropolitan Opera?
No, the New York subway.
You mean you ride the subways?
Oh, certainly. I always dodge.
George, you shouldn't say that. The proper way to say that is, I do ride the subway. You do ride the subway. He does ride the subway.
Oh, no wonder it's crowded.
No, George, you don't understand. You see, you only use does in the third person singular and do in the first person singular. Now, when do you use does?
When I wash my undies.
George, your grammar. What about your grammar?
Oh, she uses ivory flakes.
Well, look. I'll try to explain it another way. Does is only used in the third person, do in the first person. For instance, I can't say, Jim Amici do pay you a salary.
I say you can. Because I looked at the contract. What's the matter? You think I'm stupid?
Oh, no, 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 of course not. I think you're an idiot.
Oh, that's better. So now I sing.
But, George, what do you know about music?
What I know about music? How do you like that? Don't you know I was learning about musicalities in the college? I was college graduate, you know. Sure, I graduate from University of Peloponnese. I graduate... It's the southern part of Greece, you know, Peloponnese. I was graduate University of Peloponnese in the year 19... Yeah. I graduate cum laude. What? Cum laude. Cum laude. Oh, it's nothing like a college education, Jim. A college education is gives you the opportunity to express your negative ignorance in positive language. Now, some fellas go to college, they succeed in getting out. Others go to college, they never get out. Those that never get out are called professors. You are often hear the expression college bred. He's college bred, she's college bred. College bred. What mims that cracks. College bread is a 4-year loaf. And it's made out of dad's dough. However, some things you learn in college is hunky-dooly. For example, I was asked the professor one time, Greek fella. His name was Professor Sotopopoulos. Professor Sotopopoulos, I says, what do you have to do to be presented at court? He says, well, in England, when you're presented at court, you kneel down and kiss the king's hand. But in United Snips, in United Snips, when you're presented at court, you say nothing until you are asked. And then you deny everything. Oh, it's nothing like a college education. I learn what is a nightmare. Nightmare's a milkman's horse. I learn why cream costs more than milk. Because it's harder for the cow to sit on those little bottles. I learned after the First World War. After the First World War, what is MIMS? Mordatorium. Mordatorium. That's a terrific hunk of stuff. Mordatorium. That comes under the heading of International Stinkuations. Mordatorium. After the First World War, United Snaps sent a bill to Europe for the war debt. Europe tore that up. United Snaps sent another bill to Europe for war debt. Europe tore that up. In other words, the more we send them, the more they tore them. You see? See, Jimmy, now you see I know music. Now you let me to sing?
George, look, I'll try once more to show you the error of your ways. We have here a real musician. A man who's recognized all over the world for his talent, his musical ability.
Who is this?
Enrique Madriguera. Now, you sit down and listen carefully while Enrique shows you what a real musician can do as he plays Zigeuner. Ah.
to Louise Reiner, George Gibbett, and Jim Amici. And now back to Louise Reiner, George Gibbett, and Jim Amici.
Now, George, after hearing Madrigal's violin solo, you see what a fine musician can do?
Mr. Madrigal is very good at music. He melts me.
Well, on you, it won't be noticed.
Now, Jim, it's true that Mr. Madrigal is a fine musician. But maybe Mr. DeVore really can sing. Why don't you let him try?
Now, there is a lady who understands the finer things in life.
And why shouldn't she? She's one of the finer things in life herself. George, this is Miss Louise Reiner. Well, welcome back to Hollywood's open house, Miss Reiner.
It was nice of you to ask me, dear.
Oh, Miss Reiner, may I present George Gibbett, the Greek goodwill ambassador?
Oh, real ambassador?
I kiss your hand, Miss Reiner. And I want you to know this is definitely second choice. You know I'm not joking, Dr. Kiss.
I have to talk to Jim, Mr. Evo. And I think it's very cruel of him not to let you sing if you want to.
Oh, sure. I'm a mean, mean man.
Oh, no, Jim. I didn't mean that. It's just that I feel when a person wants to do something very much, they should be allowed to try it.
A very understanding specimen of feminine anonymity.
What, Miss Reiner?
You see, Jim, there are times when all of us need a change, when we have to face life anew.
Well, you're the lady who should know. After all, in all the years, you're the only star who ever stormed Hollywood, carried off 2 prized Academy Awards in a row, and then with a wave of the hand said goodbye, and now I must go on and see what else life has in store for me.
Now, there's a gal who does things right.
Gracious, who's that?
It's still me, George Gibbett.
But you talk with 2 voices.
No, 1 voice, 2 dialects.
How clever you must be.
Miss Reiner, tell me, do you believe it's true that clever men do not become husbands? Do you believe that clever men do not become good husbands? Shall I ask you again?
Say, look.
Well, the first was right. Yes. The way I heard it, Mr. DeVoe, is clever men don't become husbands.
Look, I want to get back to talking about Miss Reiner. But Miss Reiner, don't you want to
talk? Oh, so do I, my boy. I want to ask her a favor.
Oh, really? What is it?
Well, I've seen every picture you ever made, Miss Reiner.
Thank you.
And they've all been great, and I mean great. But there's one picture in particular that...
Now, hold on, Chivo. I know what you're going to ask, and I want to ask it.
And I know what you're both going to ask.
Well,
will you?
Will you?
Will I again do the theme from the Great Big Bear, the telephone theme?
Yes, that's it.
Will I once again be Anna? Yes?
Yes, exactly.
Boys, this is such a gay party, and I feel happy. Now you want me to be that poor, sad Anna again?
Well, we're just a couple of saps for sentiment, Miss Reiner.
And it's not only us. Everyone remembers that scene. You won the Academy Award, and, well, everyone wants to hear it again. Isn't that right? There, you see what I mean?
I think you're very sweet and kind. And of course I'll do it for you.
Right now?
Yes, right now. Only just let me quickly get into that sad mood, yes?
All right, you get ready while I set the scene. Hollywood's Memory Lane. One of the most memorable films ever produced in Hollywood was the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture called The Great Ziegfeld. This was a production studded with stars and fine performances. Yet in the midst of all this splendor, one star and one performance stood out as surpassing all else. This star was Louise Reiner.
This performance was Miss Reiner's portrayal of Anna Hill. So with pride and pleasure, Hollywood's Open House presents Miss Louise Reiner as Anna Held in the famous telephone scene from The Great Ziegfeld. In an apartment in New York City, the beautiful Anna Held, darling of the theater world, idol of a nation, sits alone. In her hand is a newspaper. A newspaper which has just told her that the man to whom she was once married and whom she still loves, Lauren Ziegfeld, has married again. Temperamental, yet constant in her affections, Anna Held is stunned, hurt. She sits unmoving, unseeing, until at last her maid enters the room, approaches, and speaks to him.
Here is your medicine, madam.
No. Thank you, Marie. I'm tired of it.
But, madame...
No, really not.
Perhaps madame would like to go to Paris for a while.
No. I'm too tired to go anywhere. Or to do anything. Marie, look in the paper and tell me, where did they go on their honeymoon?
But they couldn't go anywhere, madame.
Of course. She's appearing in a play right here. Why, we only saw her shortly ago. She's a lovely actress, Marie Wynne.
Oui, madame.
She has such twinkling eyes and such a funny little twitter when she speaks. I can well imagine Flo being in love with her. Marie.
What is it, madame?
Call his office. I must congratulate him.
Oui, oui, madame.
Oh, oui, I must.
You should, madame.
Yes.
Ryan, 309, please.
Oh, no. Marie.
Mr. Ziegfeld, please. Miss Anna is calling.
No. Marie, hang up. Hang up. I cannot talk to him today. I cannot. Please hang up.
Mr. Ziegfeld, he's on the telephone, madame.
He's on the telephone. Marie, give me the telephone. I go out. Quickly, please, sir. Hello, Flo. Yes. This is Anna speaking. Yes. I've been so happy for you today. I couldn't help it calling you and congratulating you. How I am? Oh, wonderful. I've never been better in my whole life. I'm so terribly excited about all my new plans. I'm going to Paris, you know, yes, in a few weeks, and I will see everything and buy everything. All the hats and all the furs and all the skirts and all the ruffles. And then I come back and then I do another show here and then I... Oh. It's all so wonderful. And I'm so happy and... I wish that you are happy too. You are... I'm so glad for you, Flo. It's funny for ex-husband and ex-wife to tell each other how happy they are. Yes, Flo. What? Yes. Goodbye? No, I just didn't understand when you said goodbye. Oh, yes, of course it's... Goodbye. Of course, darling. Goodbye. 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 Dearest. I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to talk to him forever. I thought it would bring him back to me. I was sure it would bring him back.
Miss Marner, that was, as my magnificent as ever. Thanks for doing it for us.
Thank you, Tim.
Now I sing.
Oh, no. Not now.
All right. Senor Madrigal will play Granada. I will sing Granada.
Well, it's at least a comfort to know that you and Senor Madrigal will both be working on the same tune.
Okay, Senor Madrigal.
Cantar se vuelva gitano cuando es para ti. Mi cantar hecho de fantasía. Mi cantar flor de melancolía hecho de conserva el embrujo de los ojos moros. Si sueño rebelde gitano cubierta de flores y beso tu boca de grana jugosa, manzana que niebla de amor. Granada, manola, cantada en coplas preciosas. No tengo otra cosa que darte con ramo de rosas. De rosas de suave fragancia que le dirán morco a la Virgen Morena.
Okay, unlicked. It really was swell, George. I never thought you'd do it.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, my Lord. I wish I could spend a lot of time thanking you, but I have to rush to the theater. Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
And it's time for me to be on my way, too. Goodbye.
Our appreciation for having you with us again, Miss Anna. I hope you'll notice the welcome sign hanging out the next time you pass our way. Madrigal's home farewell signature, adios. This visit to Hollywood's open house comes to an end. The program is produced under the direction of Ray Green. This is Jim Amici inviting you to Hollywood's open house at this same time next week.